New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. It is Old School on The Ticket, brought to you by the great people at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Special ingredient butcher shop, every type of meat and every type of cut. Hope you went out there and took part in Fired Up Friday, part of their lunch special. Austin Norman with you in studio, but we're headed to our VIP line, brought to you by Aloe Fiber, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. Let's bring in the Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman, on the road. Jay, what's going on, man? What's on your mind today?
Everything's on the mind today, man. It's been a hectic week. You know, a lot of things going on in college football. I mean, hey, right when we thought we had drama filled in our little town of Lincoln, Stillwater decided to light the lights up with my man Mike Gundy. And Mike Gundy easily has one of the best mullets for anybody over 50 in America right now. He got plenty of good hang time, a little perm action in the back. But I can tell you what, for Mike Gundy, he's an iconic figure. I mean, when you think about it, you know, kind of like maybe, you know, if it really worked out well with Scott Frost, where, you know, like Oklahoma State, you know, he played there, was a good player, played a little bit in the NFL. Coach had some really good success there. And a down year, and, you know, and then he gets called to the carpet kind of a la, you know, Scott Frost, where you think they're asking him to take a pay cut and put that money towards signing people in NIL and staff changes, so forth and so on. I can almost guarantee he was probably caught off guard by the, I guess, you know, essentially, you know, drawing the line in the sand of what you need to do in order to continue to be the head coach.
It's fascinating, Jay, because this is a guy that's had some fantastic success at Oklahoma State. He's been an upper-level coach for them, and just 2 years ago, they were playing for the Big 12 championship game. They end up a yard short of potentially going to the college football playoff. Would have been an outside shot, but they were, you know, at the very least in the conversation. They go for it, try to stretch for that left pylon, don't get the touchdown. Baylor ends up winning that one. But The tweet from Pete Thamel that I saw said that he's telling people that Oklahoma State came to him and asked him to take a restructured contract, which would include a pay cut, and that money would go toward NIL. But as of, I saw the tweet at 1:30 today, Oklahoma State didn't tell him what was in the new contract. They just said, accept this new deal or we're going to find a way to fire you with cause. That is cold-blooded for a guy that, had a bad year and, you know, put the fan base on blast earlier this year. But he's one of the best coaches in Oklahoma State history, regardless of sport. It might be time for a break. It might be time to move on. But holy cow, how disappointing and sad that it came to this level of drama.
Yeah, you know, look, you always want to handle these situations with white gloves and handle it with, you know, good nature. I just think, unless he did something really, really wrong, I definitely think this approach is not right. You don't want, I mean, essentially they're forcing him out. You know, really take a pay cut. I mean, he could probably fight the cause thing. Now, listen, when you've been there as long as he has, and you know, let's face it, Mike Gundy, a wild boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I mean, he gets after it. His crew gets after it. I like Mike Gundy. I think he probably, you know, got a little bit, you know, overseas in some of the stuff he said, you know, at times, but I like him. I don't, you know, unless it's something like really, really bad. Now, obviously, I could be wrong. I just think that, you know, if you're really trying to get, you know, obviously they're trying to get rid of him. I mean, let's be honest. They're trying to really flip his wings and then really walk the plank next year, and knowing it's not going to work. Essentially, it's not even a swan song. it's an embarrassment. Like, if you watch Game of Thrones, where they kind of make you, you know, the shame walk, that's essentially what they're doing. We can put your stuff out, you can put your business out there on blast, because you know they'll release it, and we can fire you for cause and take this deal, or we're going to embarrass you. And so, it'll be interesting. I'm sure Mike Burgundy has talked to his agent and or lawyers, if they're the same person or has it been in cahoots, and he's definitely going to try to find a way to, you know, handle it with you know, the best way that's going to work out for him. Because no matter what, I don't even know if this relationship can be repaired, even if it's a decent contract. Just the way it seems, just from what we've read in this tweet, how they went about it is not even close to, you know, respectable.
It's not. Again, for a guy that's given a lot to that university, and it's had its ups and it's had its downs. But, Jay, maybe now is the time, maybe it's not the time, but Oklahoma State has to be right. This isn't a program that's so destitute and desperate.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For resources, not a powerhouse necessarily, but I mean that T. Boone Pickens oil money certainly is still flowing into the football program just like it is the basketball program. Oklahoma State is in an interesting spot because it's still a winnable Big 12 in football, right? There's no reason Oklahoma State can't be that team that's in the top four or five of that conference every year. They bottom out this year despite having some of the most returning production in America. One of the best running backs in America, and a guy by the name of Ollie Gordon who declared for the NFL draft today. But Oklahoma State has to be careful and manage the situation as delicately with white gloves as possible, because if it is time to move on, they probably know better than the rest of us do. If it's gotten to the point where it's untenable, okay, you just got to make the move so stuff doesn't get more awkward and you just kick the can down the road. But you got to make sure you don't hire your version of Brent Venables, right? You can't afford to be a 5-7 to 7-5 team in a Big 12 conference that right now isn't getting much respect, Jay. The Big 12 conference champion is going to be ranked behind Boise State in the college football playoff rankings if Boise State ends up winning. Big 12 team is probably going to have to go on the road in the first round, despite being a conference champion. Oklahoma State, if they get to the point where firing Mike Gundy is the move, they can't afford a misstep hire. They have to get it right because they have such an opportunity to kind of set the pace, set the tone for how football is going to go in the new Big 12.
Yeah, you know, and also, Austin, all your points are great, but let's not forget, Mike Gundy and his personality is what made Oklahoma State appealing.
Sure.
So you can't go get at first I'm thinking maybe Jim Knowles. He's a little bit older, so you can't really, you know, kind of go with like your Brent Venables. You're gonna have to find somebody that fits Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. You can't afford, like you said, at this point in time, to rebrand it. You don't have to do apples to apples, like, you know, Wild Boy 2.0. And I think some of it is just his, you know, personality, right? Where, you know, Mike Gundy can be a little bit outlandish. But you gotta make sure you have to find somebody that fits, that's willing to move forward in this new era of revenue sharing. You should be able to, Mr. Pickens being able to, he put a money aside, you should be able to be more competitive even next year. So, yes, you're trying to get Mike Gundy to pay for NIL. Yes, you're trying to make him eat his words because he hated, you know, kids wanting to come in and, you know, talk about NIL. I remember his famous quote was, now we know what, once training camp starts, there's no more talking. Well, I'm sure you had some disgruntled players that have potentially went to the portal or potentially in the portal, and you have, the running back declaring, you know, Ollie Gordon, who's a great runner, and did, you know, to declare for the draft, maybe that's part of it. You know, you think you'd like to keep him back because he had a good year, not a great year, and a pretty deep class of running backs, and you'd like to bring him back to make another run, but when you're 3-9 and you definitely were expected to be 9-3, in a very gettable Big 12, where there's obviously a ton of parity and a lot of letdown. You start to get the getting people crosshairs. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they both sides proceed. Because it's also like it's probably not the best time to make a break from an iconic coach in Stillwater across all sports through administration, through the city and the state of Oklahoma. And I will tell you this, I always thought something was weird. Whereas it got out on Twitter where Mike Gundy, put his property up for sale.
Yeah.
That was always interesting to me because he's an Oklahoma guy. You can't get much better property than that. I mean, it's like, millions of acres, and you can't, he's pretty much built a little mini, little city there for himself, and you put that out for sale. It right there was like, okay, maybe he's thinking about moving on and getting out on coaching or maybe trying to see what he can do. But ultimately, that didn't happen before the season, but now they said, you know what, we're going to make a decision, but we're going to make you break up with us. That's the thing that's bad. We're gonna make it so miserable, but we're gonna make you leave and try to make you the bad guy, and you better do it under our terms or else. And like I said, the underlying thing could be what was it, 19, 20 years of him being a head coach. There's probably a lot of stuff that was done, maybe just in hiding or swept underneath the rug. Now they want to bring it back up like there's no timetable to let it go. So. Now you're creating a bad break. It's kind of almost like what comes to mind. You remember when Bobby Knight left Indiana?
Oh, that was so ugly.
It was ugly, and now he found a obviously success at Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he left Indiana, yes, and Bobby Knight was a lightning bolt, lightning rod.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did for Indiana, and I know he had some issues. I'm not saying that, but the breakup was not. Man, that was hard to watch. Just because there probably wasn't a good way to do it, or a good way or a bad way, but the way they did it definitely, was bad. So hopefully, Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, maybe take the weekend, get cooler heads, and they can figure out a respectable way to part ways.
I think that's an interesting comparison. Obviously, Mike Gundy and Bob Knight aren't the same person. I would give Bob Knight maybe a little bit of an edge in terms of tactics and scheme and X's and O's and all of that. And had some higher level success than Gundy did. But I do think that where there are some similarities is just that force of personality. And Jay, I think if Oklahoma State had come to the spot with Mike Gundy where, he was either an offensive mastermind and the Big 12 had caught up to his schemes, or he was a defensive guru and the league was changing around him, his defense was old and antiquated, but he was hanging his hat on scheme, that's an easier guy to get rid of, right? Oh, sorry, yep, you're not in vogue anymore, you're not adjusting, you're not hiring the right coordinators, so you got to go. Problem is, that was never really what Mike Gundy hung his hat on. Mike Gundy was always kind of this CEO coach without really a position specialty. He was just a football coach, right? We would get involved pretty much everywhere, but was the face of the program. So I think it's a little harder even for Oklahoma State to move on from the personality or the CEO role type of coach because of everything he's meant to the university. It's not like he's fallen behind. He just hasn't made the right hires, and things are maybe just a little out of his grip and control right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting. How fed up could they be? What could it be that you want to pull out? It's like you turned a blind eye while it was happening. Maybe like you said a couple years ago, you're 1 yard for possibly getting the college football playoffs. And let's be honest. If Oklahoma State had made the college football playoff, he would go down as the greatest coach in Oklahoma history, then bar none, mm-hmm. Bar any sport. And they didn't, but, it really, when you think of it, it's two football seasons, it's really like 18 months. And so a lot of things can change. College football has changed, three times since then probably. Mm-hmm. It's changing again here in 2025. And, yeah, you could maybe – and also what you have to look, and we'd have to do a lot more digging is – have the decision makers gotten younger where they don't understand, they don't know who he was as a player, what he's done, and when he's been able to keep Oklahoma State relevant, when Oklahoma was really rolling and they were like kind of like the little brother mm-hmm. that didn't get respect. He made him respectable. He made that bedlam. He made that, obviously a must-see game. And so it'll be interesting to see when all some more details come out. But then ultimately, if come Monday or probably late Sunday night, if they can come to hopefully some sort of conclusion or decide to part ways.
That's just the thing. And, Jay, we have this from 8018 on the text line, pointing out that Mike Gundy and Dana Holgorsen coached together for a year. 8018 thinks that Mike Gundy, you know, could be on Nebraska's radar as a guy that he would like to see Nebraska bring in. Do you think there would be a role behind the scenes for Mike Gundy? I don't think he's a position coach by any stretch of the imagination right now. Would you like a personality as big as Mike Gundy's, you know, with Matt Rhule's ear or in the front office for Nebraska football?
I think Dana got, I don't know Dana personally, but I think he's got a lot of personality. So I think he's got that covered. And plus, I think at this point, you know, with Mike Gundy and his prowess as an offensive play caller, unless I don't know the relationship between those three, I can't really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't say. I just think that it might be a little bit too much. And I think if Mike Gundy has to part ways to Oklahoma or from Oklahoma State, excuse me, I could see him taking a year off and then trying to figure out where his next landing spot. I'd be very surprised if he decided to not coach.
I'm with you. I mean, there's going to be a spot for Mike Gundy in college football at some point, but I'm with you. He strikes me as a year off guy, right? Reassess the situation around him, try to find that right fit, whether it's a, you know, MAC school, a Sunbelt school, a coordinator, or a front office guy. Believer on the text line says, when you break up like that, who would want to walk back into that situation, right? Who wants to pick up the pieces there? And I think there's a couple different coaches that Oklahoma State would be looking for, Jay, not in terms of specific names. Oklahoma State could go the route of the whiz kid, the up-and-comer, kind of the hot commodity. I think they'd have the resources to make something like that work. But I could also see Oklahoma State wanting a veteran, a proven coach, thinking they have enough pieces on the roster and maybe needing a big personality to come in and smooth some of these things over, because I don't think this is purely a booster's move. I do think some of it is on the field, but we know, that there's a lot of talking that goes on down in Texas and Oklahoma, and when there's money like that being thrown around and some big, powerful people in control, they're going to want your ear. They're going to want control and make decisions. I think Oklahoma State could get away with a young first-time or second-time head coach if he has the right staff around him, but Oklahoma State might also just need another big personality to come in to take control of the situation and be the adult in the room.
You know, they have options. I think they got more money than people really give them credit for down there in Oklahoma. Some big-time boosters, obviously, and they can make a move, and they probably have projected, you know, what the buyout would be if they try to do a cause and all this other stuff. You know, I think when they throw out that cause thing, that's just kind of, you know, to get your attention. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see them. I don't think that see them going like the one or two year first or second year coordinator that, you know, hit it big with, you know, said power four blue blood school. I think they will get a more middle aged, you know, like upper 30s, lower 40s, well established, not only, you know, figurehead, but he'll be an offensive defense guru. And I'll be honest with you, in this day and age, you're going to have somebody that's, you know, either associated or is, or what I guess, or was a former, you know, offensive-minded coach. And it necessarily doesn't have to be like a fun and gun. You could be a very good and efficient offensive-minded coach like Jim Harbaugh, you know, where you understand situational football, line of scrimmage, so forth and so on. But also, this new person, this new coach, if it goes this far, has to match the identity of Oklahoma State presently or a new version of Oklahoma State. And if it's a new version of Oklahoma State, even though they have, you know, really good, you know, recruiting, like, you know, foundation there in Oklahoma and obviously Texas and stuff like that, it will take a while because not only will Mike Gundy, you know, be gone, it's the fabric. I always talk about the fabric of the, you know, the football department of that team and who can do it. And, you know, what's kind of funny is a former teammate of mine, Kenyatta Wright, is their GM and business development guy. And I just wanted to talk to him about some other stuff, but, you know, he said he was in a staff meeting, so it was the same staff meeting that they were talking about. And he said, "What time are you going to be available?" And he replied, and I told him, you know, I replied and I said, "After 3." He said, "Well, I don't know if I'll be available then." He said, "You might have to hit me this weekend." So I think that got to plug is definitely trying to plug some holes down there with, Mike Gundy.
Well, let me ask you about that, Jay. Obviously, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma are not in the same conference anymore with Oklahoma's jump to the SEC. But I think Oklahoma State's identity will always be tied to Oklahoma. The Sooners are the blue blood. They can get anyone. They get first dibs of anyone in the state and in the region, right? So that's the bigger school. What is Oklahoma State's identity? What does that school have to lean into in the Big 12 and with whatever comes down the pipe?
Well, I think it's quarterback play and skill position play. That's on both sides of the ball, corners and receivers. They've had good safeties, and actually they got a really good linebacker this year that actually declared for the draft. And so I think that, you know, they'll get a pass rusher here, you know, here and there, but I think generally the skill position, you know, is what they have to tap into. And I think if they could, you know, lean on, you know, high pace, high scoring, and then obviously with, you know, high turnovers like they were, they've got enough size, you know, to get a good defensive lineman and be able to be competitive there. They got to just get consistency. Look, they had a quarterback come back that potentially if Shador Sanders wasn't there, you're looking at, you know, second, third team, all Big 12 view projection. Mm-hmm. You had Ollie coming back. You know, he was All-American caliber. And you know they always got receivers, and then you got a draft-eligible linebacker and guys like that. So that's where I think the letdown was with Oklahoma State this year. You didn't reach, you know, any expectations both on the field and off the field. Now, we know that, you know, Ollie got the, you know, the DUI, and then, you know, Mike Gundy kind of said, you know, yeah, what disciplinary? You're giving some disciplinary, you know, action towards him, but it was, you know, it was going to be very minimal. Mm-hmm. That is something that, at the point in time, if they had been 9-3, no big deal. But when you're 3-9, they're like, oh, you're not tough enough on them. So, you know, you got to be aware of where you're at, when things happen, how you need to handle it, because it can come back and bite you in the butt, you know, along with some other things, in the future if they want to, you know, decide whether they want to keep you or not.
That's Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, host of Old School, with us on our Aloe Fiber VIP line. Jay, I'd say we'll let you go, but we're going to hear from you next segment as well. What did you pre-record for the people?
Yeah, we did some pre-record. It's about 20 minutes, I think. You know, we'll probably get it, you know, maybe, you know, cut it a little short. You know, just talked about this, you know, the 105. I did the three states of where, you know, it's actually two. Where Nebraska's at is actually the hardest place to be. 6-6 is the hardest place to be, because that means you're really, really appealing to defectors that want to leave, but then also I call them the leeches of college football, where people can leech onto you, where you've shown enough growth, where they can feel like they can make money off you, but then also not make money. Let me draw that back, where other teams can come in and, like, pick at your roster, right?
Sure.
And then I talked about being 4-8 versus 8-4. You know, 4-8, you don't think anybody wants you. 8-4, you're right on the doorstep. So you're going to hold, you know, you're going to not let go of the rope. So 6-6 is actually, you know, a little bit harder place to be at. So you got to really do a really good job of retention rate. And then obviously, you know, hitting the portal and high scoring.
There you go. You'll hear from Jay, his expanded thoughts on that coming up next. Jay, safe travels. See you Monday, man.
All right, man.
Jay joined us on our VIP line brought to you by Aloe Fiber, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. We'll hear some more from Jay. Then Elena from Upside is coming in to tell us where you can watch UFC this weekend. Don't go anywhere. More from Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman next on Old School.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.